and just pretend like that never happened. Yes.
Okay, good.
Why would I not have me recording, BJ? Like, come on.
Subconsciously, you don't want to hear you anymore.
Right.
I'm sick of me. I'm
tired of it. So anyway, for the last minute or so, we were recording, but my microphone wasn't on, so we deleted it and started over secrets.
It was gold.
Yeah, we were just yelling at Tony in the Mesa because he's watching Hamilton right now.
As we speak, while we're recording this, he's watching Hamilton. But he's watching it. So, like, I got super lucky by my cousin giving me tickets.
Correct.
Andrea and I, so we're going on Sunday. But Tony got super lucky. Super lucky.
Right.
Because someone he knows who he introduced Hamilton to. And you know how it is. Like, with anything, right. Yes. You pass it on to someone else. And
correct.
And I don't know about you, but I think we've kind of talked about this before.
Sure.
Like with Andrea and as a TV show.
Yep.
That if I say
it's real good, you're gonna like it.
I think you should really watch this.
Right. Never gonna watch it. Fuck.
Never gonna watch it.
Right.
Yes. And so Tony feels that way sometimes about Shanna. That.
Sure.
And like Hamilton is something that.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Samantha too. It's me and Samantha same age.
Yeah.
But I was resistant. On it at first as well.
And so was I. Yeah. I mean, I had it for a month at least, if not more,
yep.
Before I finally, like, listened to it.
Right.
And then once you finally, like, and then I probably started it two or three times, too.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was like, can't make it through this. I'm like, golly.
Nah. And then, like, and all of a sudden, it kind of, like, starts to click, and you're like, oof. And then you can't stop.
Yep, you can't
stop.
No, and it's so good.
It's nonstop.
Well, that's what I told Samantha. I like started to play it or whatever, and I picked a song in the middle.
Right.
It was like one of my favorites at the time or something. Like, it's so good, and like it's hip-hop and fresh and this and that, and blah, blah. And she's like, okay, let's play it. And like I played one, and she's like, I don't know about this. And I was like, well, okay. Like, I know. Like,
right.
You have to be a certain type of person, first of all, that likes listening to show tunes.
Yeah. Yep. Because it's, all the story
right.
involved.
And that's the thing that I told her. I was like, you like going to theater. You don't like listening to soundtracks of musicals like I do. Like, I'm a dork and I like, but I was like, when you went and see, you know, Avenue Q, like, you're not going to go home and, like, play Everyone's a Little Bit Racist on your stereo. But when you watch it, you're like, that was hilarious and great. And that song was good and this and that. Uh-huh. And that's her. That's how she is. So I'm like, trust me, if we happen to get lottery tickets to go see it, you are going to lose your mind at how good it is. And she's like, I don't know. I didn't really like the ones you played for me. And I'm like, but you don't like that. You're not that type of person.
Yeah.
She's like, I can listen to Phantom of the Opera. I'm like, it's not the same. Like that. I don't know. But anyway.
I'm not familiar with Phantom of the Opera.
It's boring and it all sounds the same.
Aha.
Not really. People are like yelling at me. Fuck you, Jared. Yeah.
But. I don't know. It is. It's so wordy, like, and it's so dense,
right?
And so, you know, if it wasn't, if so many of these songs weren't done in rap style,
right?
They couldn't get the content that you need.
Nope.
The show would have to be 4 or 5 hours long.
Well, a lot of people also don't understand that there's no words. Like, literally, if you listen to the soundtrack, you know the entire show.
I didn't know that until I saw the bootleg of it.
But yeah, if you listen from start to finish, you know the whole entire show.
Yep. That's the entire show.
Yep.
Save for like maybe like a couple of little things,
right. very small transitions and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah. And it's funny, I think I maybe mentioned before that when I saw Les Miserables years ago, and I wasn't familiar with Les Miserables,
right.
So it wasn't as great of an experience as maybe it ought to have been for me. I enjoyed like all the impressive professional theatrics.
It's a huge big show, I've never seen it, but I want to.
Turntable stage.
Exactly, that's why you go to see it.
Yeah.
For the spectacle of live, awesome, huge theater.
Right.
Yeah.
What I was waiting for when I saw it, being unfamiliar with was the dialogue.
You're like, where's the scenes?
Where's this? Yeah, so when are we going to move the scene? And it never came. And I'm like, I'm getting a little irritated.
Right. Yep.
And then I fell asleep.
Yeah, so as long as you know what you're in for, like, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, Tony posted on Facebook, like, I'm the luckiest person ever, da, 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 da. And I saw what he posted, and I picked up my phone, and I texted him. I was like, dude, did you win the lottery? Tell me you won the lottery. And he's like, nope, but a friend of mine did. Yeah. I was like, no freaking way, and those are
orchestra seats.
I know.
Orchestra, yep. Like down front.
Yep. You know how much they cost? $10 a piece. But you know what? Like of all the people that deserve it, like, it's like, come on, dude. Like, Tony's obsessed. Like, as much as you are, if not more. Like, he's
less. Okay. But still,
obsessed with it. And like sweet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's so cool. Because we were saying, like, we want somebody we know to, like, win it.
Right.
And, like, shit, dude. Somebody, like, your brother won it. Yeah. Like, no shit. Not really, but, like, kind of.
But
like,
still, he got the tickets. He got the tickets from someone who he introduced to it, who happened to already see it twice in L.A. and here.
That's nuts.
And so they won the thing, which kind of, that, you know, as a fan, you're like, come on.
Don't enter, you dick.
Yeah, like what? Yeah, but yeah, I'm entering.
Of course.
I'm entering.
Yeah, why not?
Every day. But when I got my tickets, part of me is like, I feel bad because there's everyone who I know really wants to see it. It's like any other concert, you know. It's like you couldn't go to Prince,
right?
You know, without, you know, my brother. And so, like, I got Prince tickets, but, you know.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm going. I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, aren't you excited for me? Yeah. You should be excited
and
for
me. At least, right. Yeah, at least when I told him, I was like, all right, now look, just be happy for me.
Yep,
right,
exactly.
I'm going to Hamilton.
This is going to be crazy.
And
now he's seeing it before you, and he's probably going to rub it in your face for 2 days.
Yep. If I see him. I don't know if I'll see him, so. But, yeah, that's good.
It's so cool.
By this time, well.
Well, when this airs, you'll have seen it.
When this airs, yes. By the time, I will have seen it yesterday. That's so
nuts. Oh, I'm so jealous. So jealous. Anyway, so that was a good 6-7 minutes on Hamilton. Yep. But Happy New Year, man.
This is our first one of the new year.
I mean, we did the rerun.
It was a little
intro, but you were still sick, and we did it over the phone, and it was kind of weird. But this is, like, legit the first time that we've seen each other in, like, almost a month?
Maybe so.
Like, almost a month.
It's been a little while.
Which is weird, but, you know, sickness and holidays and working and everything was, like, it was crazy.
It was crazy.
And so, anyway, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to the listeners out there. Hello, people.
Hello.
We are back. And it's just BJ and I, no guests or anything. And Hamilton's the talk of the town right now because it's here in San Diego. And
it's literally, like, on the news every day.
Right, so we're all excited about it.
They're doing something about the news. Oh, class is going to Hamilton.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah.
Because it's
Hamilton.
Anyway.
Hamilton.
And we're trying to win tickets, obviously. And BJ's really excited about seeing it. And Tony in La Mesa, that you guys know from the Phone Army, seeing it right now as well. So that's why we talked about it for 7 minutes. But we do have a lot of stuff to actually talk about. As far as, like, TV and movies and all that stuff goes as well. And I want to mention a few podcasts that I've been listening to from friends.
Cool. So
I'm going to plug those guys because I like to do that stuff, and I can. And you guys have to listen to it. Well, you don't have to. We appreciate every listener out there. And you have to. I'm going to kidnap you and put it in your earbuds. But anyway, for us, check out Life's a Binge and all that stuff and find us on social media. And you know what to do.
Right.
Happy New Year. Let's start the show.
All right.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Yeah. Good.
Good times.
No hacking. No nothing.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't cough. Like, it's. I'm like on the very, very, finally, very tail end of it.
Right.
Where it's like, if I laugh real hard,
I'll probably
start coughing.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying because, like, I laugh at everything. If anybody knows anything about me, you can say the stupidest joke of all time, and I'm going to laugh at it. And it was so hard not being able to enjoying life,
I've been coughing, like, a couple times a night the last few nights.
Yep.
Because, like, I'll start to go to bed, and then you get the...
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That little wheeze in your chest, or you're like, damn it.
Oh,
and
no.
So you like, cough it, and it'll kind of, like, get rid of it for a little while.
Yep.
So,
golly, it sucked. It was the worst. Like 70-something people in San Diego County died from the flu this year.
That's crazy.
Right. Died.
You know?
Because they were like, whatever, it's the flu, I'm fine. And then it, like, immediately escalated into, like, crazy pneumonia, and then they were dead.
Yeah, that's scary. That's it scary.
It is scary. It's like, you, holy crap, like, I got the flu.
There was a dude on the news, and his wife was, like, talking, and they said that he had gotten sick, and he just manned up and powered through it.
Right.
Instead of getting rest and, like, letting your body, like, recover.
I almost did. I was like, I went to work the next day after I, like, started to feel bad. I went to work the next day, and I worked for, like, 4 hours, and I was like, I can't. Like, I'm leaving. And I literally drove back to the office, and I was like, I'm out of here. I'm like, sorry. And then I was out of work for a week after now, that.
And did you have sick pay? Or
no, I use vacation. I have vacation.
Do you get sick pay?
No, we do not.
Not ever.
I mean, you do, like, once you
are full time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once I'm full, it's once you're a regular, it's weird. There's like a hierarchy, and like at the bottom, you don't get sick pay, but you have get vacation to get like pay.
Three days. You have to get some sick pay. That's like a California law.
It's not.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's not.
Well, anyway, I got
not
some
for
sick
the
pay.
United States Postal Service. It isn't anyway.
Maybe you're federal. You're under federal jurisdiction.
Yeah, we get some weird. I mean, we do get annual leave, and you can use that for whatever you want. Uh-huh. And so, like, that's what I ended up doing. But it was like, man, oh man, I couldn't move for a week.
Yeah,
it was terrible. But in that week, like I mentioned briefly in the intro that we did for the last one, but most, I don't even know. I mean, the numbers are, they're usually a download, but I think that happens automatically. Uh-huh. I don't know if anybody actually listens to the reruns, but I enjoyed the rerun last week. I thought it was funny.
I did too.
If you didn't happen to listen, while I was sick, I got to sit on my butt and watch TV and movies and stuff. And so I'm excited to talk about some of that stuff.
All right, let's hit a couple of things and then we'll go from one to the next.
Sure.
Next. And I'll just, before you do that, one thing that I watched, and I got it for Christmas.
Yep.
And I watched it. It's something that you guys have been on me about watching for a long time.
Oh, no. What is it?
Any guesses?
No, I have
it's
no
a musical
idea.
Move. Music or around music, based upon music. Tom Hanks.
Direct, That Thing You Do?
That Thing You Do.
Yes.
So I finally watched it.
Did you watch the theatrical version?
I did.
Okay, perfect. The extended version's weird.
I didn't watch that one. I watched it theatrical.
Okay, good. It's so good.
It is a very good movie.
It's fun, feel good, entertaining.
Uh-huh.
And the music's good.
Yeah.
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 Love that movie.
So that's crossed that off my list. And, nice. And you guys are right. It's great.
Yeah, it's very good.
And then Tony's band, they always practice the song. That's like, oh, it's from That Thing You Do. I'm like, I've never seen That Thing You Do.
Do they do That Thing You Do?
No. They do...
Little Wild One? Come on, pretty baby.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Put your little hand in my.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
Dance With Me Tonight.
Yep. So I knew that song from band practice.
Oh, yeah.
So, but that was good. So what was you watched all of Godless.
So, yep. So I definitely want to hit on Godless, but that's a lengthy conversation. We got some movies. We saw Get Out. The Jordan Peele. See, the one thing I didn't like about it was it was labeled as a horror movie,
mm-hmm.
and to me, it was not a horror movie. Like, to me, like, horror, and this is the debate, even if, you, like, you're a horror fan or whatever, if you're in the horror movie community or anything like that, like, mm-hmm. that's the big debate. Like, well, what's a horror movie? And so, like, to me, it was more like thriller. Like, it was like a psychological thriller. Because, like, there was no, like, was gory deaths or anything. You know
really.
What I mean? Like,
yeah,
when I think horror movie, I think, like, someone's going to get stabbed, their throat's going to get slit, and there's going to be blood splurting out. And, like, and maybe that's, like, but see, that's, like, a slasher movie. But that's it's all in the horror genre umbrella.
Huh.
But, like, I thought it was going to be more of a, like,
It was kind of a psychological thriller.
But I enjoyed it.
Like, it was really good. Like, it's really, I mean, clearly it got a lot of critical acclaim.
Right. And I had no idea. See, that's the thing.
You see where it was going.
I had no idea where it was going.
Right.
Because in my brain, I was like, this is a horror movie. And so I was like, oh no. Like,
but I think, you
something
know,
trippy, something. They're gonna start killing some folks. And like, nobody really.
But I think that might prepare you to kind of experience the movie
right.
even more.
Well, like, and some of the, like, there was so many moments. Like, every time a new black person was introduced, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, yeah. And so, like,
okay,
if we mention a title of something, we're probably going to not necessarily majorly spoil it, but just so you know, for this episode,
Get Out. Spoiler alert. I hope you've seen Get Out. If you haven't, you should.
For anything really we mention this episode, spoiler alert, but you guys know that that's what we do on the show. We watch stuff and then we talk about it. And yeah, so. Every time a new black person showed up, they were all like, I was like, what the fuck is that? Dude, one of the scariest, most unsettling moments of that entire movie is when he like goes outside to try and sneak a smoke.
Right.
And the like handyman guy or whatever you want to call him comes just fucking bolting out of the woods and running straight at him.
That was great.
I was like, what the hell is going on in this movie?
Yeah.
Golly. Like,
and then the maid.
Yeah.
The maid, and she's like, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, no, 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 no.
She was so like,
no, 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 no.
Just so like, all the acting was really fantastic.
Well, and so it makes me really want to watch it again because I only saw it the one time. And when I want to watch it again knowing what's going on.
Right.
Because like the moment when he talks to the maid in his room and like she starts crying and stuff, it's like that's when you see the actual, you know, lady, like the black lady, I think, is coming out. I don't know. I have to see it again. But like there's moments now. Because
you
like,
mean when she's like saying no, 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 and starts
when
crying?
She gets to cry and stuff. Like it's not the white lady, right? Because the whole we do have to spoil it. I don't know. Do we have? I don't know. It's weird because like
I guess we don't really have to, but it's so trippy. I mean, the whole thing is based on an interracial relationship that's from the beginning of the movie. The white girlfriend they're going home to meet her parents,
and
it's kind of a meet the parents. Right.
And he's like, "Do they know I'm black?" And she's like, "Nope, we're just gonna go hang out." And he's like, "Great." So he's already getting thrown into this weird, uncomfortable situation, but like. She's telling him they're real progressive and real cool and, like, it's no big deal. And, like, he's going to tell you all about his Obama stuff and ha-ha-ha. And, like, you know, it plays out. And, like, that's where the, like, kind of dark humor of it. Because there's a lot of dark comedic moments in it.
Yeah.
That are really jacked up. But, like, they're done in a, Jordan Peele gets it. Like, he gets horror and he gets timing and comedy. Mm-hmm. And, like, the scene where she's sitting there at the computer and, like, scrolling through, like, NAACP prospects or whatever. And she's, like, or NCAA, like, the basketball. She's, like, looking at basketball stars, like, on her computer, just like, like, eating ice cream or whatever she's eating. She's just sitting there like she's flipping through a catalog or something.
Right.
And I'm like, that is so fucked up, but it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucked up. But I'm like, how genius is that? Like, golly, that's so great.
And what's cool, like, I don't know, like, what a lot of the reactions were, like, from, I guess, just white people.
Right.
You know, like, if at the end of the movie they were like, well, I didn't like where that went.
Dude, the very end of the movie, I was like, motherfucker. Because you're rooting for the guy the whole time.
Of course you are. Yeah, yeah, he's the hero.
And then the fucking cops show up and you're like, oh God, great.
Right.
I know what's going to happen and I'm going to be pissed.
Right.
And it doesn't do what you necessarily think it's going to do. And you're like, whoa, that's a really good kind of a twist to the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, good. Bravo.
Right.
Because, like, they build it up. Even, like, they get pulled over by the cops before.
Right.
And he's just literally sitting in the car. And he's like, give me your ID. And she's like, why? And he's like, because I need his ID. And she's like, fuck that. No, tell me why. And so, like, they set it up. And then end. And you're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then it plays. Oh, dude.
Man. So, it's lives up to the hype. It's very good.
Yeah. Just go into it like with more of a psychological thriller mindset as opposed to horror movie.
Yeah,
maybe I don't know, but maybe not. Maybe just go into
it.
And
it's probably one of those things that like, okay. So granted, while cleaning up the other day, I put it on, so I wasn't watching in the garage, but I enjoyed hearing the story unfold again.
Right.
And so it's like any good thing. It gets better with the second watching.
Well, and the acting in it is phenomenal. Like everyone's real good.
And the dude got nominated for Golden Globe.
Yep. So it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, and like, watch Get Out.
I'm a sucker, and if something is supposed to be good, I don't rent things. I buy things because I'm a chump.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the ones we bought.
I bought Get Out too because I couldn't find, and I just wanted to see it really bad. Right. Like I really, really wanted to see it.
Well, and when you're at the store and it's like sitting there for $9.99 on sale or whatever, and you're like, well, if I rent it, it's $6.99. I'm like, well, that's $3 more. Like I have to, why not just buy it? Like even if it's terrible, I'll donate it and someone else can watch it.
I bought it on iTunes just so I could like have it. And so now I have it.
So what other movie? We got The Big Sick. Do you know what movie this is?
I did. No, I watched The Big Sick on the way back from Aruba.
Oh, so you saw that one too?
I saw it, and it was kind of edited a little bit, like, you know, the language and stuff. But I enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it.
That's cool.
Like
my friend Robert Porter said it was the best movie of the year. And, like, he's like, this is the best.
A lot of people are saying that. And, like, it's Judd Apatow, and so, like, he has a really good sense of, like, incorporating realism into things but he's also really good at comedy and stuff. I don't know if he directed it, but he produced it for sure.
I don't know.
I don't think he directed it.
I almost want to say that the dude directed it, but
I don't think so.
And he didn't write it either.
I don't think so either. We should know these things, but you know, I'm lazy and I don't really want to look it up.
Hey,
and
no offense to them. Our listeners don't always like look up
everything. Right. And no offense, like we're not trying to slight anybody. Like whoever directed it did a really good job and I wish I knew their name, but I don't. I also don't know Kumail's last name. Like he's Pakistani and I don't know what his last name is. Like that's on me, but like he's so good in the movie. And like what made it so enjoyable for me is like it's literally the story of him and his girlfriend and like that's how they met, and like, how trying is that? Like, she goes into a freaking coma, and like, right after they like kind of break up, and it's like, how would you deal with it? You know what I mean? Like,
and that was very realistic. Like, that was all that whole thing was very realistic. And I found Holly Hunter and
Holly Hunter and Ray Romano were great. So good.
Yeah,
Holly Hunter was freaking fantastic, dude. Yeah.
Like, she was very good.
And I just watched it and I was like, this is a really endearing, good movie.
Yeah, with characters that you like. Like you like everybody there.
You're rooting for all of them.
You even like the girl that he gets set up with. You like her a lot. Right. I liked her a lot.
Yeah, and you're like all of them.
He could be with her. Right. But he's in love with the other girl.
You like the side comedians, like his comedian friends, and like it puts. Like, if you've done stand-up comedy or no stand-up comedy at all, like, they do that really well. Like, they show you, like, here's behind the scenes at a comedy club, and, like, they're sitting there and, like, oh, he's going to do the stupid bit. Here it comes. And then the guy on stage does the bit, and they're like, oh, that was good. Great. He did the bit. And, like, they show you, like, stand-up comedy really well. They show you. And, like, it just, like, took me to a place where I was like, okay. So they were dating for a while. They don't necessarily specify time, but it's been a while where they were originally just like they kind of hooked up because she saw him do a show and he's like, oh, you know, this would be, he hooks up or whatever. And she's like, no, I'm in school and I don't have time for a relationship. But like, he's like, yeah, me too. I'm working on my career and stuff. But then they just keep like meeting up and meeting up and meeting up. And it's like, well, when it works, like you can't really fight it anymore. So they kind of give into it. And then literally like, they have a fight because she finds like his parents are trying to give him an arranged marriage because that's what happens in the culture. And she's like, how come you don't like, why do you meet with these women? Like we are together, like, but you're meeting these women. And he's like, well, it's my family. You don't understand. That's how this culture works. Like I'll get kicked out of the family. And they break up. And then she goes into a fucking coma like a week later. Like, if this is the person that you literally are in love with and then you have a fight and you break up. And then they go into a coma, like, he goes and visits her, like, at the hospital and, like, hangs out with her parents and stuff. And, like, what would you do? Like, would you just be like, well, I gotta move on? Like, I guess it depends on how you break up and stuff.
Yeah, I think that they did a good job at, like, you know, having the character react, like, the way I feel like I would have. You know, like, well, of course, you know, you gotta do the right thing and you have feelings for this person and... And it turns out that, like, he's the only one they can contact, you know, like,
the emergency contact.
Yeah,
like, that's and so, it. And so it's like,
fuck. But it's a good movie. Yeah. It's a good movie.
It was. I really enjoyed it, so I recommend that one as well.
And I should probably see that one like with a little bit more, with a better, better screen and, yeah. and the full,
and not like having a constant like.
That affects.
Like even with like great headphones on, you're like, God dang it, why do I still hear this stupid airplane?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we watched necessarily any other movies.
You watch Bright?
Oh yeah, there's another movie right there. And PR girl Jess recommended. Well, at least initially, I saw the trailers and stuff, and I was intrigued. But then she watched it and was like, "You guys need to watch this movie." And I was like, "Oh, somebody I know and trust recommended it." Right. So I was like, "Okay." And then Biz was like, "Yep, saw it too. You should watch it." So I was like, "That's two people that are involved in this show and are like, you should watch it." So I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna watch it."
Interesting concept on this movie. Well, and excellent execution. Like,
very good execution.
Like, this is a feature. This is a feature movie.
Yes.
Like, this is like a theater.
Yeah, it's like a feature movie. It's like almost summer blockbuster style where it's like big enough to be that, but it was done and produced and released exclusively on Netflix.
Right.
And they handled. Dude, it was so cool to see a race relations movie where the black guy was the not. The center of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It was all like, they set it up in a reality where
fantastical beat, like centaurs and orcs and fairies and like,
right. Yeah. They're all part of our real world.
And they don't like give you any backstory. Like, well, this was the day that the beasts were created. They're all just there.
Right.
Right. And like they treat the orcs
as second
like,
class citizens.
They're like the black community. Like if you look at it, like looking at it, the orcs are the black community and humans are the white community. And so Will Smith, even though he's black, he's white. He's like the white community in modern time. Anyway.
Well, no, like, because they have the elves, which are like even...
they're superior.
Yeah, even superior. To humans,
right.
Yeah.
And so it was so cool to see like a race relations movie where the black guy was not... He was like telling people like, whoa, like... I don't know how to describe what I'm thinking. It was just so well done, like the way they did it.
It was, and that's that classic use of analogy, in a different said. Oh, don't you get it that this is the
Well, and when the movie's all said and done, like they did it really well. But like when you're watching it, like initially, you're like, this is a little heavy handed with what you guys are trying to like put out there. You're like. Because they literally say, like, some of the stupid stereotypes or, like, the hardcore racism where they're like, the orcs are stupid and they're lazy and blah. And I'm like, dude, like, come on. Like, I know exactly what you're saying. Like,
right. Well, yeah, you're right. Exactly.
It's like, come on. And then they, like, show the orcs and they're like, in the hood and they got tattoos and beanies. And I'm like, come on. That's they're a kind little of like heavy-handed. Cholos kind of, It's the like, orc. Come on. So... But overall, in general, I thought it worked. When you get into the heart of it, like initially you're like, come on, this is a little heavy handed with the overt, racist analogies that you guys are putting out there. But 10, 15 minutes in, you're like, this works. Like,
it totally works. Real well. It totally works. And Will Smith is a star.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a great movie star.
Well, and the guy that's the orc is also really good.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Like, it might be someone we know.
I think it is, but, like, he looks like an orc.
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, he doesn't look like anyone you recognize.
Man, just the way that it all plays out and, like...
I loved that. I loved that. They're like, did you let the guy go? And he's like, yes, I let him go.
Right.
I was like, I could tell from the smell. It wasn't the same guy.
It wasn't the guy.
And I was like, that's brilliant. Like, that's a really good, storyline.
And they're like, how come you didn't tell anybody? And he's like, because they wouldn't believe me. They'd be like, let the orc go.
Right,
like,
exactly, yeah.
I was man.
That was good stuff. That was good stuff. Enough I want to watch it again.
Well, and the fact that, when they go to the house, it's like, oh, shit, what's going on here? And, there's a magic wand.
Right.
And he's like, oh, that's a fucking magic wand. And in our brains, it's like, whoop-de-doo, a fucking whatever. But in this world, that's they're super, super mega rare.
Yeah.
And they legit, anybody that picks up a wand can do magic.
But you have to
be able to hold it.
Right.
But even he had the glove on or whatever, and he's holding it. And he's like, dude, you can just pick it up and be like, you want $1 million? That's the answer.
Right.
And it's like, dude. And then the way that that story played out, I was like, holy shit. Like,
now I kind of saw that coming from the beginning. Like,
I didn't see like, oh man, again, spoilers. Like, it's not really spoiling the movie, but like the cops, like, cause they're all cops. Will Smith's a cop, his
right.
partner's an orc, the only orc cop ever.
Right.
And like, his other people are all like, boo on the orc. He sucks. He's an orc and boo. Like, total, like, 50s racism. If a black guy was a cop, he'd right. be like, get this guy out of here. And, like, they go to this house where there's this wand. And, like, he calls in the backup because he's like, dude, we got to deal with this thing. There's a wand here. Holy crap. And then all of his backup buddies, partners, and everything are like, we need to take this wand. You need to go out there and kill your partner.
Yeah, dude.
And, like, you're like, what the fuck are you saying? Yeah. You're the cops. Like, yeah. man. So
Biz was kind of right. Like, it is kind of, it was like a little bit like a training day. He like right. felt like training day and what, and it's like meets something.
Right.
And in that movie, there were lots of little things where you're like, oh, this is kind of borrowed from this.
Right.
But it's a good mix up. It's mm-hmm. a good mashup of these different themes and inspirations.
It's a good product. And it's a unique yeah. story mm-hmm. that incorporates similar well-known themes, yeah. which I am all about right now, because like you can see the same thing over and over and over again, and like whatever, and like it can still be done well. Like a lot of people, apparently, I didn't know this, but a lot of people don't like James Cameron's Avatar.
I'm not crazy about it.
I love that movie.
It's like okay, like it's okay.
And I mean, everyone's like, it's just a dumb recycled story of like, you know, man versus, you know,
Native Americans.
And I'm like, well, yeah, but it's done so well. Like, yeah. and it's beautiful, and like you can show me the same story over and over again, just show it to me differently, and like that's what that movie did.
Yeah.
Where this movie, you haven't seen this movie before. You've seen the themes that they incorporate into this right. movie, but you haven't seen this movie before.
No.
And I was like, that was real good. Really well done, well made, well acted film. Yep. So check that one out. Bright yep. on Netflix as well. I don't think I've seen any other movies. The last movie I saw in theaters was Star Wars, I believe.
Yeah, me too. Did that. I got to get to the theaters. This is a handful of movies I want to see.
Oh, I wanted to see a bunch, but like because it was Christmas and yeah. post office, I was like
working all the time. I'm going to be going to the movies all the time.
The other thing. I'm going to get back into the swing of it when I'm like, because I was working all the time and then I got real sick. And then it was like, well, now we're caught up to where I am. And like, I really want to go see a bunch of stuff. And MoviePass is still in my pocket. And I'm like, let's work it out.
Let's use this thing.
Yeah. And so that's going to be happening soon. Hopefully we can like kind of collaborate and like set some stuff up where we can talk about it.
Right.
And get you guys out there in listener world involved as well.
Yes.
But
it's award season. So there's like lots of new movies that I want to see.
Everything's coming out. And like, you know, the Post is apparently supposed to be phenomenal.
That's up there.
It's supposed to sweep everything. It's Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Like, come on. Directed by Spielberg. Come on.
Yeah. Like, I missed Three Billboards.
I didn't see that run either. Yep.
But I'm definitely going to watch that in some capacity.
Oh, yeah. I want to see it. Well, the other movie that we bought that I haven't watched yet is Dunkirk.
Dude, I'm itching to see that movie. Like, yeah. I'm so mad I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to... Yeah.
Right. So I bought that one, and it's just sitting there. And, like, I could watch that, but, like, Samantha, I'm sure, would enjoy it. But, like, that's, like, I bought it. And, like, this is for me. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to watch this. Like, even if I only ever watch it once, it'll be worth the $15 or whatever I paid for it. Mm-hmm. Because it's supposed to be, like, a visual, stunning,
right.
like, masterpiece of a
thing. I don't remember seeing a Christopher Nolan movie in the last 15 years that I've been like, meh.
Right. Maybe, like, the third Batman. But you're like, whatever. Yeah, like, you know. But, like, still, it was good.
Still good. Still very good.
But, like, his originals are like, whoa. Like, yeah. You know how to write and make a movie.
Yeah. like, yeah. yeah.
So, I was sitting there waiting for me to watch. But the show that we both watched, that you watched and finished it long before I did.
Mm-hmm. I started watching it again.
Yeah.
After, but.
Is Godless on Netflix. And so I want to talk about that right now.
Right on. I loved this whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. I loved everything. It's beautiful.
Yep.
It's got that great Western, like, vibe and feel to it with the characters.
Yep.
Like, it's a little more hardcore violent.
Yes, absolutely.
Than a traditional like Tombstone or other.
I mean,
Westerns.
Tombstone's got some good violence in it, but
this is more hardcore. Right. Yeah.
And not only that, but like, and then some of the stuff that is not necessarily violent, but some of the stuff they show you. I think I mentioned it when we talked about because I watched the pilot episode. But like one of the very first things you see is like this decimated. Like a gang clearly just came through this town or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like it zooms out and there's a child that's like noosed up and hanging. Mm-hmm. And it's like a kid. And you're like, what the hell is this? Like, right. And that's how it starts.
Yeah.
So they're like, anyway. And it just goes from there. Like, you're just like, okay, I see what's going to, okay, let's go for this. And you just follow the ride and mm-hmm. like. Man, oh man.
The characters, oh God, the characters. We'll talk some about some of these characters.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up
the IMDb for the show, okay. Because I do want to get the actors and maybe the character names. Right. But yeah, the sheriff.
The sheriff, who when he's first introduced, I thought was maybe another bad guy. Was a bad guy.
Okay.
When he's like getting a mud treatment or something on his
eyes.
Oh,
right. And yeah.
He's seeing the doctor.
Right.
Oh, well, I was like, that's so funny. And I just realized now that that's probably
because he can't see.
Yeah. I didn't like, I certainly didn't think about that.
Samantha and I put it together like probably four episodes deep or when he like gets the glasses.
Yeah.
I was like, that's why he was at the thing, like doing that bullcrap stuff.
Not until literally just now. I'm like, oh. That's why he was there. It's because his eyesight is failing.
So he feels he's going blind. Is Bill McNew is the sheriff? Bill McNew, and the actor's name is Scott McNary. Mick and Mick.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, very good. I'm gonna just name off these people right now, so we don't have to keep coming back to it. So yeah. The other main male character in the show is Roy Good, played by Jack O'Connell. One of the female leads is Alice Fletcher is the character name. Her name, Michelle Dockery, she was money.
She was so badass.
And freaking, this woman, Mary, who the character named Mary Agnes, played by Merritt Weaver. She was like the town mayor.
She was the kind of a little bit bigger girl.
The sheriff's sister who was like kind of in charge of stuff. Yes.
Right. Yep.
Dude,
she was
and
great.
She was on Walking Dead. I don't know if you saw that part. No, right. So she was on Walking Dead for a brief amount of time, and she was pretty good in that. But like this, it was like, man, this part was
born. Like, she was born to play it.
So good.
Yeah, when she's like when she's negotiating with the
guy from Sons of Anarchy,
who are gonna come in, and you know, and she's like. Taking control.
Right.
She says, Mister, golly. We're a lot fucking stronger than you think we are.
And I was she's
like,
so
that,
good.
Yeah, that was like, that's tight, dude. Yep. That was just good stuff.
Jeff Daniels, obviously, is Jeff a bad
Daniels
guy. Frank
is
Griffin.
Excellent bad guy.
And then there's a whole bunch of other, like, minor characters that the deputy, Whitey, is played by Thomas Brody Sangster.
Yep, who's the guy
who is
from...
the kid drummer in Love Actually, and he's Jojen Reed in Game of Thrones. He's known.
Badass
dude.
In this movie. Yeah.
So, spoiler alert for we are going to spoil the shit out of this one, because it's a show, and that's what we do. So, dude, like, not to spoil it right off the bat, but when he died, I was so bummed.
Yeah.
I was so bummed.
Yeah.
That whole, like, climactic scene, I was like, whoa. Like, so much shit went down. But, like, the way he went out, I was like, come on. Like, you guys could have given him something better than that.
Yeah.
Like,
he got knifed by the dude.
Well, he was just like, they come rolling into town, and he's like, well, okay, here we go. And he just, like, does his gun trick, spins his gun around, and just walks out of the freaking office. I'm like... why aren't you on the roof? Like, why aren't you in the hotel or in the roof or something? You're in the sheriff's office by yourself. And then he's, like, going to go out and, like, start shooting up 30 guys. I'm like, yeah, right, you idiot.
I mean, they set him up as a badass. Like,
right,
like,
and he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he totally is.
And, like, he's fast and, like, he's crack shot. Like,
right.
And, like, but you're not going to go march out and, like, take out 30 guys with two pistols. And that's what he's, like, gonna go do. And, like, he just gets stabbed right away. I'm like, God dang it. Like, and that's, like, right after, like, he kind of, like, redeems himself with, like, the black folk that are living on the outskirts. Right. And, like,
he loves the daughter.
Right. And you're like, oh, this is going to be kind of happy. Nope. It sure isn't. He's
yeah.
dead.
Yeah, like, it's I mean, there's a lot of darkness in it. Oh, now, and yeah. I had mentioned, so, God, I really want to talk to Tom and Joan about this, because they had posted about it. They had said, man, we're watching Godless, and they were really mad that all of a sudden this whole black community gets wiped out.
Somebody knock, or is that wind or something? I don't know. Anyway.
It's probably Andrea working on something. Oh, okay. But, and so they felt that that was like...
That the black community got...
Yeah.
Swept through or whatever?
Yeah, that it was something insensitive, at least, you know, or...
I thought that was done real well.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, they clearly have no qualms about killing anybody and everybody.
Children and yeah, anybody.
And so I think it might have even been more pandering if the black community were had the saved the day,
right?
And then they had, you know, had overcome him,
right?
But instead they gave them depth of character, oh, yeah. And like anyone
dude,
else. And
when he shows up, because they're all like trying to figure out like what are we gonna do when he shows up or whatever, and then literally he shows up when they're talking about it. Excuse me, I was like, whoa! And then like he's in there like, you guys got any food? Like, it'd be great. I'm just passing through town. And they already instantly know who he is.
Right.
But he's, like, not showing his cards or whatever. And they're just all on the other side of the table, completely stone-faced, not moving, not reacting, not saying a word. I was like, this is fucking tense as fuck. Like, it's so good.
Yeah. I imagine you got your pistols...
Yeah, you're pointing at me under the table right now. And this guy over here, too. And I was like, man.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Man, yeah, it was so good.
What I enjoyed about that movie, and I think that...
it's a show.
Show.
Limited series.
Yeah.
So
yeah, a long, long, long movie.
It's like, yeah. Because like some of the first few episodes, I think, are like an hour, and then there's a couple in the middle that are closer to like the 30 to 40 minute range.
Yeah.
And then it ends. 6 hours. And then it ends. Episode 7 is an hour and a half long. Yeah. So that's in and of itself is like a movie. So,
yeah.
But anyway.
So is that clearly there's
modern.
A lot of female empowerment
yes.
going on.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like that's a heavy, heavy part of it.
Yep.
Which is fun to watch. I mean, especially when it's done good.
Dude.
You know, and it was done very well.
Well, and the way they set it up is like, if you think back to like, you know, Rosie the Riveter, like World War II, mm-hmm. like the women had to go work in the factories because literally all the men were taken and sent off to war. Well, in this town, all the men, the only reason the town's there and thriving is because there's a silver mine there.
Right.
And all the men work the mine and all the women, you know, are at home, like, making dinner or whatever, like, you know, Western, that time frame would do.
Right.
And then all the men die in the mine, all of them.
Yeah.
Because that's their job, and, like, there's a mining accident, and they're all dead. So all they're left with is the women, and so now the women are running the town. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, the lead, you know, prostitute is now the school teacher because, like, there's not a school guy anymore. And so, like, it's crazy. Like, the way that they adjusted to everything is just so good. And the only guy that's – well, not – there's a couple old timers, and like the bartender and the sheriff are basically the only men that like made it through because they were the people. Basically, they didn't work in the mine. They're still alive. And so they claim the sheriff's a coward and like no one respects him. And they all respect his sister who's now kind of taken over like the mayor job. And like, man, golly. But then you grow to like love everybody.
Yeah.
And, like, the sheriff isn't a coward. He's just going blind and, like, doesn't know how to deal with it and, like, can't react the same way he used to. And, like...
He's not only not a coward, he's super badass. He's so good. In such, like, a good, like, in a good way. Just, like, you know, like, just he's principled and he's, you know, and he's got ethics
Yeah.
But also he's smart. He's like, look, I can't go and shooting like crazy. I don't see as well.
Right.
Like,
I can't just do it. Right. Yeah. And then, like, he's off, like, and what they do so well is, like, they send him off, so he's not in the town. And then Roy, who's, like, the other kind of strong male character in the show, they, like, send him off. Not really, but he, like, hangs out at Alice's ranch the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, literally, like, the town of LaBelle is, like, all these women just trying to, like, figure it out. And then, like, there's two strong male characters that aren't involved in the town. And then the third strong male character is the bad guy. And so it's like, man, like you, the town, when you're at the town, you're just watching these women totally kick ass.
Right.
And it's so great.
Yeah. And so the mining company that comes to town.
Yes.
It took me a little while to figure out that that was Tig from
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, that dude, first of all, like the way that his makeup and his costume is done, it really accentuates his super characteristic face. Like he's got just mad character in his face.
Yeah.
And I was like, that dude is just great looking. Like, like not handsome, but I mean, just like,
he looks the part. He's got the twisty mustache and like,
good.
Hi. He's got the twisty mustache and like the bright blue eyes and the kind of dirty hair, but like it's combed.
And the shape of a face that's just, his nose and his cheeks. And
he has the perfect look.
Yeah. And then and I was like, oh my God, that's Tig.
Right.
Like after a little while.
Yep.
And and he's just a perfect prick too.
Well, and so what's funny is like, well, not funny. But what's interesting is that they set the whole show up to be this, like, woman. First, it's not about, like, women empowerment. There's just a lot of those themes.
Right. It's a story.
Right. And so, but, like, when you're watching, you're like, and when you watch the trailers for it, you're like, this is going to be, like, a woman empowering, like, feminist show.
That's what I thought.
But it's not. It's not, like, super, like, beating you over the head with it. There's definitely a lot of those underlying themes to it and this and that. But I didn't really enjoy the fact that, like, the guys kind of come in and save the day at the end. Not that they do, but, like, when the sheriff and Roy both show up.
Well, I think the heroes do. I mean, and they set them up as their certain heroes in the story.
But they're the men.
Well,
the heroes are the men.
But Alice is one of the heroes too,
kind
of,
and the
sister,
right,
is definitely one. And
right. No, it's true, but I guess it's pretty equal.
I know what you mean.
It's pretty equal, but like when maybe it's just because I was expecting it to be more women focused,
right?
And then when you watch it, it's like, well, the men come to save the day, like. But I guess it's not. So it is more equal, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and they don't. I mean,
excuse me.
It's a team effort.
Well, yeah, dude, and like the way it all plays out is like, holy shit balls. But some of the other like side story stuff, like I really enjoyed the Alice and Roy story, mm-hmm. where he's like, I'm trying to make things right. And she sees that in him and he's like, I'll help you with the horses if you help me to read. And like, they're kind of mutually beneficial to each other. And then
she
has this kid who has no father figure. And so he like kind of turns into this father figure for the kid. And like that relationship was really good. Like,
and then the Roy Good
story is real good.
Yeah.
Like,
and the backstory of how he became who he was
because he had a father figure that taught him all these lessons about being evil, basically. And so he's trying to instill the opposite, and like, you can turn out good. Oh man.
Yeah.
And his name's Roy Good. Like, it's so, it's like, it's, you know, it's so stupid, but it's great.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it is. It's fun. It's one of those things that at some point while you're watching it, you think about his name is good.
Yeah, just like in Death of a Salesman. What's his name? Like Willie Loman? Like Low Man. Your name's Low Man and you're a depressed salesman. Like, golly. Like, sometimes when it's like in your face with the you know, symbolism, sometimes it's good that way.
Yeah, and it's probably your only like thinking about it like in reflection. Because in the midst of the story, you know, I'm not thinking about Willie Loman.
Right, or Roy Good.
Or Roy Good, yeah.
But he's like, he's the good guy, and his name's Roy Good. He's so good. Anyway. But the Alice story, I was like, man, she's great. Like, and I don't know who that actress is. Like, I couldn't recognize her, like, based on just who she was. But she was so good. Like,
yeah.
Golly. Everyone, it's just so well acted and beautifully shot. And it's a great modern Western.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a new Western coming out. You see that with Christian Bale?
It's supposed to be phenomenal.
So
they're saying it's the best Western since Unforgiven.
Which is a good one.
Yeah.
Very good one.
Which that was like 1990 something.
See, I thought I saw Tombstone was streaming somewhere. And I was like, well, doing this stuff. I was like, I want a Tombstone while I'm packing. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
Nope. That movie's one of my favorites.
That is such a good movie.
Yeah. But Godless, like, we are, man.
It scratches that Western itch so good. Well, so good.
And it's so violent. Like, and it's not violent throughout. Like, it's not like a big, gory, violent fest. But when the shit goes down, like, they don't pull no punches, man.
Yeah. Old, what's his name? I forget his name. He was the pitcher in Eight Men Out. He was the old pitcher.
Huh.
But he's the one who's like, he's a sheriff from, I think, from another.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
He goes out very unceremoniously.
Nope, he just, like, yep, that's the end of him. I was like, dang. Wow. Well, and that's the thing, like, the Frank Griffin army, or whatever, it's literally 30 men, and they just go from, because all he's trying to do is find Roy. And, like, all he wants to do is get revenge on Roy, because mm-hmm. Roy stole his money and, like, yeah. totally fucked him. He was part of the gang. He raised him from a child, part of the gang. And then Roy's like, I can't do this. You're an evil, evil bastard. And
my name is good.
And he double crosses him and he steals all the money and steals the horses and, like, bails. And so now it's like a hunt, like, for Roy Good. And so then all they do is show up town to town and just
massacre,
like, level it. Everyone's toast. Like, if Frank Griffin shows up at your town, everyone's dead.
And there's clearly, like, something, because they talk about, like, aren't you going to come in and do anything about this? Like, right. to the, I don't know if it's the army or something. Right. And they're like, well,
nope.
We'll just, you know.
He'll get his own when he gets it or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, because the marshal is the old guy, for the pitcher guy. Uh-huh. He's, like, talking to somebody, like, yeah, it's the army. He goes to the tent or whatever. Uh-huh. And he's like, aren't you going to help anybody? And he's like, nope. He'll get his own when he gets it or whatever. And Frank Daniels keeps saying, like, he's totally 100% fearless.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I see my death and I know I don't go out like this or whatever. And, like, the whole time you're like, is there a twist coming where he's a ghost or, you know, like, I was thinking like weird ass shit where I was like, there's going to be a weird twist.
A High Plains Drifter one
where something's going to happen where I was like, he's not really there the whole time. And like, it's symbolism for bullshit. I thought there was going to be some stupid twist, some supernatural twist, I would just say. And cause he says over and over and over again, I've seen my death and I don't go out right now. And so, like, there's these massive shootouts. And he's just chilling, like, just sitting there. And, like, everyone's, like, no one can hit him with a shot.
Yeah.
And it's like, does he really know whatever? And then
he clearly believes it.
He totally believes it because he knows. He literally says it in every battle. Like, he just knows. He walks in. He's like, aren't you afraid, like, they're going to get you? And he's like, no, I've seen my death. I don't go out like this or whatever.
Yeah.
He just walks in there. And then, dude, when the ending, like, the ending comes... And, like, he has a duel, and he's like, you think it's all well and good? And he's like, I've seen my death. I know this, whatever. This isn't how it's supposed to happen. And he's like, well, too bad. Blammo.
You were wrong.
Taps him in the back of the head. It's like, fuck yeah. God dang. You were wrong. It was so good. Yep. Man, oh, man. You're just like, he said that so many times. Like, I started to believe it. I was like, there's going to be some stupid thing where he's like, he this makes it out. Right.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. Or it's like, yeah, this is it. This is the moment. I know this is it. Or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And like, nope. He's literally just kind of lost the duel, got shot in the belly, and he's like bleeding out. And he's like, this isn't how I go. I've seen my death. And Roy just walks up. You were wrong. Blam. Yeah. Man. Oh, man. He's just like, yes.
Good stuff.
But then, like, it zooms out, and then notice they both shot each other, and Roy starts bleeding. I was like, no, he's going to die too. Fuck. It's like, and then the entire ending sequence where it's, like, watching the town, like, get better, and, like, it's all it is a song. There's, like, an instrumental song. Mm-hmm. It might even have words. I don't remember. But, like, he's going off to, like, find his brother that apparently is, or he's going to go look for him anyway, out in California. And, like, they're in New Mexico. And, like, you see the town kind of, like, start to rebuild itself and, like, kind of, you know, come together through the aftermath and this and that. And, like, it was so cheesy and stupid. But he like tells Alice, like, I was working on the fence, there's one more post that needs fixing or whatever. And like she goes out to look at the fence post, and like there's all the money he stole from Frank Griffin is there.
Right.
And he leaves her all, like, not all of it, but enough, like, because he needs to get to California or whatever.
Right.
He leaves all the money, and then, like, there's a fucking letter because she taught him to read, and, like, she opens it up, and it looks like a six-year-old wrote, thank you. And I'm like, I fucking cried, dude. Like, I wasn't all sobby and weepy, but, like, yeah, literally, like, tears, like, two tears like, fell nice out of my eyes. I was like, motherfuckers, like, as cheesy and stupid as that ending was, like, it was so... Like, it was the perfect payoff.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good. God. It was so dumb. I was like, it just says thank you. And, like, it's so stupid. But, like...
That was great.
But to me, it was, like, one of those, like... It was, like, me being, like, I'm a tough man. Even though I'm not ever that ever.
Right.
But, like, it was me where I was like, this is stupid. This is stupid. He wrote thank you. Stupid. Blah. And I'm, like, me trying not stupid to... Yeah, this is stupid. I'm wiping my tears away. Right. But, like, that payoff was so good. And it's, like, it's just, like, all it is you watch him, like... Time passing, like, now he has a beard, and, like, now it's he's tracing through the Sierras in the snow, and, like, and then, like, by the time he gets there, like, it's this shot of, like, the sun setting over the ocean, and, like, it's panning out, and it's, like, he made it to California, and, like, right at that moment, like, she opens up the card, and it's, like,
yeah, good stuff. It's good.
It's so good.
It's good filmmaking.
It's a perfect ending. Like,
yeah.
It's, like, 3 minutes long of just, like, this montage of, like, the town getting better, and, like, Alice figuring it out, and, like, him going to California. Like, man, it's just...
Atascadero.
It's just good.
That stuck in my head because years ago, Tony worked in Atascadero, like, when nice he was working for Kmart.
Nice.
So, and I was like, I got a brother in Atascadero.
So, I mean, we can probably talk about more of that show, but it was really good. Like, it was real enjoyable.
It is. Enough to where I'll probably watch it again.
But, yeah.
Like, I'll probably watch that.
I want to watch it again. Well, it's a bummer because, like... By the time episode 6 comes, or because there's only 7,
right,
there's only 7 episodes, and like I said, 7 is an hour and a half long, but at the end of episode 6, like, Frank Griffin knows where Roy is, and he's like, we gotta go to LaBelle, or whatever. I was like, how are they gonna, like, this is the end, like, it says limited series, so right, that means, like, it's one and done, basically.
Right.
I was like, how are they gonna wrap everything up in this last episode, like, holy shit.
Because it's a movie.
Right.
An extra movie.
Right, like, but then it's like, the way that they handle everything, and, like, the way that it all plays out, like, it's just big, it's like, the, you know, the shootout at the OK Corral, only it's like this massive
yeah
shootout. Literally men versus women.
Yeah, and that seemed to and go, like, on and on for
and it
a while.
Was go, yeah, and the way that they shot that was great. And, like, people, so many people were dying. I was like, damn, that person's dead. Damn, that, I like that. No,
yeah,
she's dead. What? They're yeah just killing everyone. And I thought the bad guys were going to win. I thought the bad guys were going to win.
Yeah.
Like, shit. And the way that they handled, like, the lesbian character with, like, the, man, like, all of it was so good.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
And, like, when she, like, quote, catches her cheating. Sorry, I hit my mic. When she catches her cheating, like, coming out of, like, the other, you know, kind of, like, sexy lady's house, she's
right
like, oh, I thought you were only sleeping with me. And she's like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, how does she see you? And she's like, she sees every inch of me naked.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, throws it in her face, and you're like, fuck, dang. And then she finds out that she was getting a nude painting done of herself.
For her. Right.
And so, literally, she was like, she sees me naked. But, like, because she thinks she's cheating, like, God, man.
Yeah.
So much of it's so good. Like little twists where it's, like, it's not what you think.
Right.
And it's just so good. Like, well-written, well-acted. Man.
Yeah.
Like, so much of it.
They did. They hit gold on it. They really did.
But, like, that little scene, because she sees her coming out, and they're all happy and friendly and whatever, and you're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
And they set it up, and you're like, she is cheating. She was the whore. Like, she was
yeah
the town. Literally, that's what she was. Like, no offense, the sex worker or
too
whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what she was. And, like, golly. There's so many subplots and sub-characters that are just so good. Like,
watch Godless.
Yeah, watch it. You just gotta watch it. Spoiled or not, like, you just gotta watch it and watch it all play out. It's so good.
Yeah. It's
worth it, whether you know the ending or not. Like, it's fucking great.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
Anything else? Do you see anything else? Or?
It seems like there was another show or movie.
I swear I watched more stuff. But maybe. I mean, I was only sick for a week. Like, it can't only cram so much. I played a bunch of video games, but... that's not really what we kind of talk about on the show. But I did play a bunch of Star Wars Battlefront 2.
So. Is that a new one?
Yeah. It was very enjoyable.
That's the one they promote on the commercial right now where people are playing against each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And, like, the girl and the guy. Mm-hmm. And
that's so good stuff.
It is, huh?
All yeah. Right, I mean, if you like
and
video
that's,
games,
and that's
fun.
For what? PlayStation 4?
It's for everything. But I got a PS4, yeah.
Okay. Sooner or later, I'm going to get a new game.
Which, if you're listening out there, like, we don't ever do this type stuff where we're like, whatever. But, again, I've been listening to the podcast Nerd On, which is my buddy Josh's podcast up in L.A., talk about video games and comic books and, you know, nerdy stuff. But what they do, they, like, give out their, you know, personal Instagrams and Twitters and all that stuff, and we don't really do that over here. But, like, playing video games, like, if you want to join me, like, my gamer tag is Lucky Actor, LuckyActor, Lucky Actor. Find me on PlayStation, add me as a friend. Let's play some video games.
You know, like, I never play online.
Well, that's all I do with Battlefront. Like, it's, I mean, not all I do, but, like, or if I'm playing Call of Duty or something, like, that's all I'm doing.
The
is
new
just,
one?
Yeah, I got World War II for Christmas it, also. I haven't started it yet.
No?
All I played is
that's
Star Wars.
Okay, because I'm getting that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's probably my next game.
But that's the thing. Do. Like, if I'm just sitting around and it's my day off and it's, like, noon, like, I'm probably just sitting around either at the movies or I'm playing a video game. Like, join me. Hit me up. Lucky Actor. PSN. I'm there.
So I almost finished Punisher.
Oh, man. I haven't even watched it yet.
Yeah, so I'm almost done with that. That one, to me, right now at least, I haven't been as inspired to watch it.
I've heard it's like a slow burn and like you're expecting more violence because that's what the other shows have done. But then like apparently like episodes 5, 6, and 7 are just like bonkers violent. Like it just builds. It's like a slow burn for the violence is what I've kind of heard.
Yeah. And that's what it's a little turning me off a little right. bit. Like, you know, I someone who's tied to a chair and they're going to beat on them to right. get information out of them. I don't need to see that anymore. I mean, it's just not intriguing to me, and it's not.
Well, I hear they set it up like they set the characters up real well, and like seeing that kind of backstory kind of stuff.
They
like,
do, yeah. they do, but still, it's like at a certain point, you know, I'm like
right. All right,
I'm like looking at my watch, you know, yeah. like come on, like this is a little much, but it's.
I've heard it pays off though, like the ending.
It's really
just
well
bananas.
Done. I haven't seen the very end. I mean, right. like I've seen this, like the next. I've seen the next to last episode.
Oh yeah,
super super violent.
That's supposed to be like the bonkers banana violence one. Yeah, yeah. Where it's like where whoa.
You're like, you know, yeah.
yeah,
yeah. It's just like oh boy.
Okay, okay. There we go. All yeah. right. Yep.
Oh, Black Mirror. Have you
Dang
been watching
it.
Any Black Mirror?
I okay. No, and it bums me out because. Long ago, I was told, like, Black Mirror is, like, the new Twilight Zone
yep.
or whatever.
Yep, it is.
And I think we even maybe talked about this a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And it's done in the UK, and it's like there's usually, like, 4, 5, 6 episodes per, quote, season. There's a, season 4 just came out of
right.
that. I think there's 7 episodes, maybe? I don't know.
I've watched 4 of them, maybe 5.
Did you see the Star Trek? There's like a Star Trek one or something.
Yes.
It's supposed to be real good. Anyway.
It's great. You'll love that one.
And so anyway, I was like, ooh, I really like Twilight Zone. I kind of want to see the modern take on it. This is supposed to be it. I watched the very first episode of season 1 and I was like, what the fuck was that?
So you watched that episode?
Yep. And that was and it's apparently none. The rest of the series is not like that episode. It kind of is in the fact that they all deal with like, kind of like the futuristic,
sort of futuristic
view of
yeah.
like how social media is going to affect the world, kind of,
uh-huh.
is my take on what I understand of the synopsis of the show in general.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of futuristic and like how computers and humans and social media and all this stuff is going to interact with the, you know, the world. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
And so that very first episode is like so jarringly like gross feeling. But apparently the rest of the show is not like that at all. But
now,
like,
wait a minute.
I never
the first
went back
episode
to it.
Of the of
first season.
Right. I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
Right. And that's the only one I've seen.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you watched the episode.
Nope.
So you should watch the first episode
well,
of
apparently I need to watch
four.
All of season 4 because
yeah.
apparently like well, apparently I just need to watch them all.
Yeah.
But like that first one was such a turnoff where I was like, it wasn't even that, it's not even that bad, but like.
It's bad enough.
It is. It's bad. It's bad.
Where it's like,
Where like, okay, spoiler alert for the first episode. The way it plays out, they force the prime minister to have sex with a pig on live TV.
Right.
And you're like, how could they do that? There's no way. And like the way that they deal with like the media and television and like all this stuff. And like, because basically the guy is like, I have access to media and cameras and basically like Facebook Live. And he's like, I'm going to kill people on live TV unless you do this thing. Mm-hmm. Basically,
right.
Long story short, he does it, and it ruins his life.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck was that? Like, he fucked a pig, and that's fucked up.
Yeah,
in like a gross, not like, but you know, I like that kind of stuff. Like, not pig fucking, but like, I like psychological.
Right.
I like horror stuff. You know, I can handle some gross stuff or whatever.
You like Saw, where Saw has to make them do stuff.
And, right. But it's like this, I don't know, the way it was done, like, it's just so gross. It leaves you so gross feeling.
Yeah.
But apparently the whole rest of the show is not like that at all. So, but I never went back, even though like.
So if you get a chance. The rest
of season one and they're on season four now. And apparently season four is money.
Yeah, watch the first episode of season four.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Right.
Everyone,
well, and they're standalone. They're all standalones.
Yes. It's which is why you can skip a season or two.
Right.
So. Which makes me want to go back and see some other ones. But like this first episode is such a fun story. Like nice. It's so, yeah. It's,
right. And
it's
they're so like, fun. They're like 30, 40 minutes long-ish. Kind of?
Yeah, maybe even an hour.
Yeah.
And like some of them might even be a little more than that.
Nick mentioned that in the voicemail also.
Black Mirror?
Yeah, he said Black Mirror season four is real good.
Yeah.
And again, he watches Ash versus the Evil Dead, which the first two seasons are now streaming on Netflix. So if you're into that at all.
What network? Do you know what network does that normally?
I think it's Stars. It's on like a pay channel show or Showtime or Stars or, you know, one of those. But if you like those movies at all, like I remember, I watched the first episode and I was like, this is good. Like when it first aired, I was like, that's good. Like it's enjoyable comedy, horror, funny. Like, you know,
so I pulled up my Netflix so I could see like what's continue watching. And so that one, Black Mirror. I started watching Frontier.
No idea.
That's the dude. Momoa from who's Aquaman.
Yep, Jason Momoa.
It's an interesting story set in Canada about fur traders.
Fictional or kind of true story ish. Yeah, historically accurate. But
like
fictional,
I feel like it's like Turn or historical something else.
Yeah.
God,
Turn, isn't that on? That's streaming.
It's on
now
Netflix
too.
Man,
I gotta watch that.
That's a fun one.
I haven't seen any of
that's
it.
That's really
like
good.
You were into that for a while. That's all about like Washington and spies and stuff, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Washington spies.
Man,
so I'm watching that. I watched both of Dave Chappelle's.
I haven't seen. Well, I saw one
Did
of
you
them.
See the two that he's released two like a year ago.
I saw one of those. Yes.
I saw both of those. Both good. The new one is.
Did you watch Seinfeld's
very
new one too?
Good. No, the Getting Coffee with Carr.
No, his comedy special.
Did I
it's
see?
It's called, like, Becoming Jerry or something like that.
Huh.
Or, I don't know. It's good.
All right.
Yeah.
But
he does have his show, which is, it was, I think, just on the internet.
It used to be on Crackle.
Is that where it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just on the internet somewhere, and it's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Right.
And he basically rents a fancy-ass car. Because he has unlimited money, because he's fucking Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep.
And he, like, picks out a cool car, because he's a car guy. He rents or finds, like, a cool, like, when I say cool car, I mean, like, they're usually really cool. And then he calls, like, a comedian, and he's like, hey, you want to get some coffee? And they're like, yeah. So then he goes and picks him up in the cool car, and then they drive, and as they're driving to the coffee shop, they're chatting about whatever, and then they get to the coffee shop, and they chat about comedy, and that's it. It's basically like kind of a podcast where it's like Jerry's show, but it's a show, and he's like, we're going to talk about comedy, and he just picks him up, and then they have coffee and talk about it. It's good. I really enjoyed it.
I'll have to check it out.
Yes, because I've only seen a few episodes because it was on the internet, but it's very – it's an interview show, but like it's two comedians, and so like it's always very entertaining. So, if you like Seinfeld,
which I have rewatched that really raunchy animated one,
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth,
dude. I started it. I watched the first episode the night before my wedding, and I was laughing so fucking hard.
It is. It gets so raunchy and so like potty.
Right.
But well, it's also it's also very like introspective, right, and like for like young, for like men and women, for right, like the book, they have mainly the main male character and a main female character, and they both have hormone monsters.
Right.
Who deal with them.
I haven't seen all of the show. Like I said, I only saw the very first episode. But there was somebody posted a thing on Facebook that was like, Maya Rudolph is hilarious as this hormone monster, the woman hormone monster. Because who's the puberty monster? It sounds like Will Arnett.
Sound like Will Arnett. That's who it sounds like.
Sounds like somebody like that. But anyway, so they posted like all the best moments from the hormone monster or whatever. Maya Rudolph is gold.
Oh, really?
And I was like, click, and I watched all these little moments, and I'm like, dude, I need to see this in context, because like all it is like the hormone monster, and she's like talking about like kissing boys and all this stuff, and like it's raunchy, but it's like, what is happening to make her show? Because like in the pilot episode, the puberty monster shows up and he's like talking to the guy or whatever, but you don't see the hormone monster in the first episode, so right. I'm like, oh, I see, like she shows up and like the girl can see her, but like obviously nobody else can, and
right,
like, so I want to see it in context now.
Yeah, and it's good in context too. It's right, like, especially because
it sets it up.
It's stuff that
she's obviously the punchline, and like so, yeah.
Yeah, well, and also just how that's what when I say it's introspective. That's like it's for both young males and young females. It's right, it's good, especially
we're all thinking about it. We're all thinking about the same. We're all going through the same shit.
Yeah, I love the part where they explain to each other that girls get horny too,
right?
And then his head blows up. Oh, what? God. And then he tells his friends,
"Yeah,
no, I just found out that girls get horny too, as horny as guys." And I remember that head exploding. Like, what? No way, dude! Shut up.
It's so funny.
Girls don't like sex.
Yeah, it's so funny. Golly.
So that's good. I think that's all I can find in here right now. I did watch The Toys That Make Us. I don't know if you
saw it. Yes, dude. That's the other thing I watched.
Yeah.
Golly, that was so fun.
Yeah, I wanted more of them. There was only three.
There was four.
Or four?
It wasn't. It started with Star Wars. Kenner and Star Wars. And then it went into Barbie.
Barbie.
And then it was He-Man and G.I. Joe.
Right, right. Yep. But it's good. It's good, entertaining stuff.
Dude, Toys That Make Us. That's good stuff.
I liked it. I didn't like some of it. I didn't think was done as well as I would have liked, or in a style that I would have liked.
Oh, right.
But the content is just far too good to like. Well, it's not.
It's
not
okay. Like I probably overreacted to that, where I was like, "It's so good." Like
it's.
I turned it on, and I was like, while I was sick, I was like, "This is perfect."
It's entertaining.
It's good, and like if you're anybody that grew up at all from, you know, 75 basically to, you know, I guess the late 80s, early 90s, like you can relate to any of it, because before the internet and before video games and stuff, like you had toys.
Right.
Like, and so like, it's just cool. Like I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what I have. The very first thing that says continue watching on my Netflix is The Office.
Yeah, of course.
Whoops.
Of course, yes.
Oops, I maybe have started that over. Then Big Mouth is right there.
Right on.
F is for Family is right there.
Now, that I don't know if we talked about season two on that one or not. But
Watched it, but I had not.
It's good.
We played like a little clip of it, and it was really funny.
It's funny.
Everything else is kind of like that's I'm getting out of Netflix and stuff. Like that's it's all weirdo stuff like Christmas and
all good.
Barbara Streisand's concert. You know, it is what it is.
Barbara Streisand concert? Like, where? In the...
I don't know. It's just, it's Barbara the music, and she just...
That's so funny.
She literally sits on a chair, and like... And now I remember back in 1972 when I was doing...
Well, because...
Let's sing this song.
When we were doing like, the Christmas show, we had a special intro to White Christmas that was from Barbara Streisand's live something.
Okay. It's probably that.
And I'm like... I've never seen this. And right. This, and it was hard to transpose it into ukulele.
Right.
And I couldn't do it. Like, it never worked. So I had to cut it. I was like, Ernie, we got to cut this.
Right. So here we go. In my queue. See, why isn't Riverdale listed on the continuum? Maybe the phone version's different because, like,
probably
I haven't watched some of this stuff in a while. Like, I know I watched Riverdale since then, but anyway, my list has the documentary Manhunt, or I don't even think it's a documentary.
Mindhunter.
It's called Manhunt, and it's about the Unabomber, and it stars Sam Worthington. So I don't think it's a documentary. I think it's like a historical fiction documentary type thing. Yep, that's what I was looking for. But it's about the Unabomber, so I'm interested in that. I have Riverdale on here. I want to continue watching that. Alias Grace. I've heard nothing but good things about this show. It's a Netflix show. It says, in 19th century Canada, a psychiatrist weighs whether a murderess should be pardoned due to insanity. And it's supposed to be real good.
Interesting. I love them period pieces.
Yep. It's not supposed to be real good. What else is
on? Oh, I watched all of Peaky Blinders, too.
Dude!
New season.
I haven't seen any of that show.
It was dope.
And I just want to watch all of it.
Yeah, it's all dope. It's all great.
So, anyway, Turn is on my list. Like, just the picture for it, you're like, what the hell is this? Like, it's a dude, like, standing here with, like, blood dripping off his face with the American flag behind him. It says Turn, and the end's backwards. Washington Spies, AMC. Like, it just... It's intriguing just looking at the picture. You're like, what the fuck is this?
It's so well done, the entire thing. It's AMC, man.
Right.
Mad Men.
They just know. The Keepers is on here, another, like, true crime thing. So there's a bunch of stuff that is on my list that I just really want to watch all of it.
Right on.
And so being sick was a blessing in disguise that I got to watch some of it.
Amen.
And watch Bright and Godless and Get Out and The Big Sick. And we'll watch Dunkirk at some point.
Yeah. Talk about it.
Anything else you got? I mean, it was kind of all over the place, but it's the new year and there's a bunch of stuff. Oh, dude, I did want to mention that. Did you see the thing I posted on Facebook? The new Zach Braff show coming out?
I did.
Now, it looks good.
Right.
But Zach Braff is a douche. Like, that's my opinion of Zach Braff.
Like, it.
In real life, like, he just seems like an arrogant prick.
Okay.
Where he's like, so, like, when Scrubs was on, I was like, this show's really funny.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a comedy, but does drama real well. Like, serious stuff happens all the time and, like, whatever. And then Garden State, I was a big fan of Garden State.
I like that movie a lot.
But, like, after Garden State, I feel like he kind of got this, like,
big in his britches.
I'm better than people. Like, he's this big pretension. Yeah. Right. And, like, it's just one of those things that, like, maybe it's just me, or maybe I saw him do an interview where I'm like, fuck this guy.
That's probably me with Seth Rogen, you know, that, like.
Right, where I'm just like, who the fuck is this douche?
Yeah.
But the new show, Alex, Inc., I forget what channel it's coming on. It's a network, I believe.
Yep.
And it just, to me, it looks like it's going to be good. But the problem is, whenever I like these, like, sitcoms. they get canned immediately. But basically, he's a married dad. He's 37 years old or whatever, married, a couple kids, and apparently he quits his day job, his, like, good office, like, you know,
his good job,
his good benefit, you know, quote, man of
secure,
the house job,
job
with
right.
the benefits and stuff, and he quits that job to start basically a startup podcast company,
right?
Apparently. And it's just like, yeah. And, like, the way that they show everything and handle everything, and, like, it just looks funny. Like, it looks like it's going to be funny.
It looks well done.
Yeah.
Like, it looks well done.
And so I posted it on our Facebook page. Let us know what you think about that, because I think it looks it's going to be good. So I'm excited to hopefully be able to watch that. Comes out in March, I think, so there's plenty of time to figure that out. But what are you guys watching? Let us know. Send us an email. Send us a text. Hit us up on Facebook. Give us a phone call, 619-438-0532, all that stuff.
Cool, man.
But I'm looking forward to the new year. And
me too.
Getting you settled in your new place.
Yeah, man. I'm going to spend a month on the east side.
Samantha and I are looking for a new place. And hopefully if we get the kind of place that we're looking at. Like, maybe there'll be like a more of a studio setup and we can start doing more video. And it's like, I got all these stupid ideas in my brain. Hey, man. They've been there since forever.
Hey,
but
everything starts that way.
Well, and like, I was so bored at work the other day because I ran out of podcasts and stuff. So the podcasts that I listened to are like the old Modern Profession guys, the Degenerate Podcast and the Kept Faith. Mm-hmm. Our friend who was on our Comic-Con episode, Courtney, she has her own podcast, which is, you know, kind of a peep, like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a, you know, talking to people. It's like a conversation about like finding oneself, or I don't know. It's just it's a people show. Yep. Yeah, people being
human
people.
Interest. Yeah,
human interest. That's exactly what I was looking for. I'm an idiot and couldn't think of those terms.
Hey, man.
But hers is good. It's called "We're All Human" with Courtney Diamond. I listen to that all the time. I listen to the "Who Goes There" podcast, which is a horror movie review podcast. Nerd on the podcast. I listen to all these things while I'm walking around being a mailman. And so like I get inspired or whatever to like do more stuff. And like these other guys, like they inspire me. These other shows inspire me. And then I was so bored and I ran out of stuff to listen to. I was like, dang it. And my iPod died because I'm listening to the Game of Thrones audiobooks.
Uh-huh.
And it died. And I was like, dang it. What am I going to listen to? And so I like randomly, I pulled up Life's a Binge. Arrogant or whatever, I know. I pulled up the episodes and I just scrolled one good solid scroll on the thing and I hit play on it. And it was a Thursday bonus episode, the Comic-Con one. And so I randomly listened to the audio of the video.
Oh.
And I was like, this is...
We need to do more of that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Right. Because
I was like listening to all these other podcasts, getting inspired. And like, even the Thursday ones, like we need to just do more short... Even if it's not regular, like just every once in a while, we just need to do like, yeah, or like, hey, we watch Bright. Like, maybe this doesn't need to be an hour long episode, but like, or even a video or whatever. But like, I don't know, just or like, you need to get access to something to like.
That's gonna.
I watched Bright, like even if recorded on your phone, like put it out, like just anytime you're inspired, just put out I don't know. Anyway, I've been on this weird like creative like.
That's good, man.
I just miss doing creative stuff, I think. It's been like over a year that I've only done post office.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just like, I miss doing
stuff. We had auditions today for the whole season.
And I'm like, God, I just want to do anything. Like, I can't do anything. And like,
yeah.
And so if all I do is end up sitting in front of my computer and doing my vlog again, like maybe that's what it'll be or who knows. But anyway.
Hey, man.
That was a long ramble.
The world's our oyster.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I think I just missed doing the podcast. We've been a month, dude. Like,
yeah.
It's weird. But, you know, life happens. So,
and we're going to make it happen.
Man. And it's happening again.
Yep.
So, anyway, Happy New Year, everyone. Sorry I was rambly. I felt like I was real rambly this episode.
It's all good, so, man.
If you made it through, thank you. But this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.
As I hit my microphone cord.